Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. We got a lot to do today. Devin Caney will join us at 11. BG Brandon Graham will join the show coming up at 12 today. The Phillies open a series tonight against the Houston Astros, a big one. And, of course, tomorrow night, the first round of the NBA draft. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Sorry about that. I was just reflecting on the movie I saw yesterday, 28 years later.
Oh, no.
Dude.
Good.
It's the best movie I've seen this summer.
The summer just started last week.
I mean, and that's why I said it like that, because there's a lot of movies coming out. As a matter of fact, I think Megan 2.0 is coming out Thursday. So I'm excited to see that. But so far, the summer movies, 28 years later, is really good. Really good.
All right, so a little movie review there from Hugh Douglas. All right, a lot to discuss today. Hugh, we know the Phillies open up a series tonight down in Houston. Don't anticipate Bryce Harper is going to be back in the lineup tonight. Probably not tomorrow. And quite frankly, none of us really know when Bryce Harper is going to get back. But here's what I have come around to realize. The Phillies are going to be okay without Bryce Harper, even if this thing is going to be a while. And I, you know, I made a mistake. 3 years ago, I sat here and said, when he broke his hand, right, broke the thumb in San Diego, 3 years ago, right around this time of the year, I came in here and said, nah, they're in trouble. There's no way they could sustain this without Bryce Harper. And they did. And they sustained it for months without Bryce Harper. And by the time he came back in late August, they were still in the position they needed to be to go on a run. And I'm not going to make that mistake again. Look, I have no idea when Bryce Harper's coming back, but I believe the Phillies can sustain the way they're playing right now without him. And let me give you a couple reasons, then we'll hear from Bryce. I'm curious what everyone thinks on this. 215-592-9494. All right, number one, they're playing well without him. And this isn't a surprise, or it really shouldn't be, considering his tenure in Philadelphia. So Bryce Harper went on the injured list on June 7th. That's the day they put him on the injured list, Saturday, June 7th in Pittsburgh. We woke up to the news that day he was being put on the injured list. They were 37-26 that day. They're 10-5, and that includes losing those next two games in Pittsburgh. So they're 10-5 since he went on the injured list, and they started off losing the first two. So they've won 10 out of their last 13 without him. Okay, number two, he wasn't playing great to begin with, right? This wasn't MVP Harper that we've seen in the past. He was, probably partly because of the wrist, not having a special season. So, you know, when a guy's having a special season, it's really hard to replace that. When a guy's having a pretty good year, you know, you could kind of make up for that in different ways. So they don't have to make up for an MVP bat. He wasn't that this year. And the third thing is, it's the pitching. The Phillies win on their starting pitching, whether or not they have Harper or they don't have Harper. So I have no idea when this guy's coming back. But I do think the Phillies are going to be able to sustain without him, even if he's out a while here. And the numbers are pretty remarkable. And this is not just this year. It's not just last year. It's not just 22. Bryce Harper has been here 7 years, 2019 through 2025. This is his seventh year as a Philly. And in that time, he has missed or not played in. You know, right, there's been injuries, there's been days off, whatever. He has missed over 162 games. He's missed actually 165 games. The Phillies have a higher winning percentage without him than they do with him over a lot of years now. Baseball's a game where you could lose one player and sustain. Hugh, when he went down, I think we were all like, oh no. And then they've done all right without him. And I'm at the point now where I think they could sustain this if he's going to be out a while. Hugh, where do you come down as the Phillies get ready for a series against the Astros? No idea when Bryce is coming back. If he's out a significant amount of time, let's say months here, can they sustain the way they're playing without him?
Months. Like I was about to
say. Well, it's already almost been a month.
Yeah. I mean, but I would feel better if he was out there. To ask them to keep this up for a couple months, I don't know if that's the case, Joe. I don't. I think that Bryce Harper's important to this. And there's something to be said about when a guy goes out early in the season and you're fighting for a playoff spot. I remember when Donovan got hurt when Coy came in and then AJ came in. The mindset was, you know, we have to hold this together until Donovan comes back. But when you talk about trying to win championships or things of that nature, which we were talking about, can't do it without him because that's how important he is. Now, you try to keep your head above water until he gets back. That's if that's what you're talking about. But if you're talking about going all the way, No, they can't do it without Bryce.
Well, I'm talking about a few months. I'm talking like in 2022. This is exactly the time period, right? It was late June then. It was early June now. Mm-hmm. But he missed basically the whole summer, Bryce Harper, in 2022. That year, that team sustained without him. They didn't need him to stay in the race the whole summer. And I think this team could do it too. Again, if Bryce Harper was having, and we've seen it before, if he was having an MVP caliber season, if he was on pace to be a top five MVP guy, that's almost impossible to replace. He wasn't on pace for that. I think, you know, with the pitching they have and the other guys in the lineup stepping up, which has happened. I mean, look at some of the guys in the last few weeks. They've played better. Now, Hugh, is it a coincidence that these guys have played better without him? I don't know. I mean, Alec Bohm has hit for a while now. Otto Kemp has come up here in place of Bryce Harper and helped out. I mean, sometimes I think in sports, you mentioned
that won't to.
You mentioned the Donovan thing. Sometimes when a star quarterback goes down, or in this case, a star baseball player, it feels like, you know, I don't know. I've never been in one of these locker rooms in a huddle, but it feels like it's either subconscious or conscious where everyone realizes, hey, we got to step up a little bit. And that's what
that's
it feels
it
like
is.
The Phillies are doing right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and that's what it is. But realistically, if we want to ultimately get to where we want to get, we need Bryce Harper in that lineup. And I think that's what we're talking about, because that's the way that I think about it, Joe. Can they sustain this for a little bit of time? I think so. But they're a much better team, in my opinion, with Bryce Harper out there, because there's too many special moments that he's had that we've seen when he's out there on the field that, you know, you just can't deny.
So, I mean, no one denies he's a really good player, and he helps whatever team he's on. And theoretically, I agree. Of course, they're better with Bryce Harper than, like, Otto Kemp. But they've won at a high clip without him. I mean, this... If this was a one-year sample or a 15-game sample, I would say, come on. Like, that's not enough. It's been years. Bryce Harper has missed a lot of games, unfortunately, right? It's just kind of the story of Bryce Harper.
Been injured.
He's missed games, and a lot of these are all different things, right? We know he had the elbow surgery, and we know he got hit in the hand, and now it's the wrist. Like, he's missed time with different things back in different years. But the reality is Bryce Harper has missed a lot of baseball games with the Phillies over 7 years. And the Phillies' winning percentage when he doesn't play is better than when he does play. Now, it's not dramatic. It's pretty close. But your instinct would be they're way worse without Bryce Harper. That's not actually what happens. 215-592-9494. Do you believe the Phillies could sustain this level of play if Bryce Harper is to miss, let's say, a significant amount of time, months? Let's just use I'm trying to kind of make it.
Give me a time. Yeah.
Yeah. If he's out until mid to late August, can they sustain this? That's two more months without Bryce Harper.
Ooh,
mid to late August.
It's a long time, Joe.
I get it. I think they can.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Curious where everyone comes down. 215-592-9494. We have no idea when Harper's coming back. Let's hear from Bryce Harper, who spoke this weekend. This was right before the series began against the New York Mets. And you kind of hear the uncertainty in his voice about what he's even dealing with.
No, I mean, we haven't really got too many answers about it. It's been pretty sporadic, I guess, trying to, you know, get some answers and stuff. Obviously, there's a lot of inflammation in there, and just try to calm that down the best we can, and do the best we can with that.
As far as you know, it's just inflammation. You know, issue causing no structural injury.
No, there's no structural issues. Like, I won't need surgery or anything like that. I mean, we've talked to, you know, multiple doctors and things, but. You know, just a lot of inflammation in that area.
Bryce, given that it did go away and come back, is there any concern that could happen again in August, September? Will you do anything different as far as between games, work, taking care of swings, anything like that to manage it once you are back?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's obviously a great question, but, like, it's a question that I can't really answer right now because I don't know. I'm not happy that it came back, right? I was pain-free for probably, 4.5 months, and then it came back just randomly. That's always tough, but I think those are things that we're going to have to answer, once I get going again.
So when I was driving in today, I heard Elliot on with the morning show, and he talked about why he's not all in on the Phillies, and one of them was the uncertainty around Bryce Harper. And Hugh, what struck me listening to him talk on Friday and just hearing it again, he may come back in a month or 3 weeks or whatever. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But is there any guarantee in anyone's mind this doesn't pop up again? I mean, he just said it there.
Yeah,
it
with
went
the way he said it.
It went away
for
four and a half months, and then it came back. So, like, this is a reality the Phillies may have to deal with. Again, we're just coming up with, basic timelines that we could all wrap our mind around. But there's also a reality that he could come back in 2 weeks, and then it comes back again, and he's in and he's out. I'm at the point where I have no idea we're getting out of Bryce the rest of the season, but I think the Phillies could sustain it. Hugh, listening to him, he sounds like he doesn't even really understand what he's
doing. I was about to say that. It's when you talk about it reoccurring, and he says something to the effect of not having to have surgery, I don't know what that means. Hmm. If it's something that you can't correct and it keeps coming back, I can't wrap my mind around that, because that makes – I don't understand that. So when you hear him say it like that, it is cause to wonder how he's going to be when he does come back, and, and if we'll ever see the Bryce Harper that we're used to seeing. I would like to believe so, you know, because he said that, you know, it popped up later on. So hopefully it's something by him taking as much time as he's trying to take, because now it makes sense when Dombrowski was talking about it, what he was talking about when he said it's up to him to come back. I think he wants to wait until he feels absolutely comfortable with it so that it won't reoccur during the season.
Let's hear some timeline ideas. At least it was thrown out Sunday Night Baseball. Bryce was on the broadcast. Listen to what he said when asked about, hey, could it be soonish, 10 days or so? Here's Bryce Harper with the ESPN Sunday Night broadcast a couple nights ago.
I know Phillies fans are dying to know, what are you hoping for in terms of a timetable of coming back? Sometime next 10 days, something in that range?
Obviously that would be great. I hope everything goes well enough to be able to do that, but I don't want to put a schedule on anything right now, because it's so early in the process. We've swung the last 2 days and swung it well.
And Rojas pulls it down.
Took 45 swings yesterday, 45 swings again today. Everything went well, so I'm definitely happy about that.
It was something you dealt with a bit last year, yeah?
Yeah, it came on a little bit last year for me, and was able to play through it pretty well, and then went away in the off season, and came back slowly this year, and then got to the point where I couldn't do it. So I thought the best course of action would be, sitting for a couple days and getting it right.
All right, there's a lot of uncertainty. You hear it in his voice. He's very kind of vague in the timeline.
He's trying to be as positive as you can be in a situation where you don't know exactly what's going on.
I think that's exactly it. He doesn't know. He could come back soonish, and then maybe it reoccurs, or he comes back soon and it's great. None of us know. But I do feel strongly about this. If he's going to have to miss a significant amount of time, I think the Phillies could sustain this. Their pitching carries him. It's not their offense. That's not what this team is about. They're about their starting pitching. And he wasn't having a great year anyway. 215-592-9494. If Bryce Harper has to miss a significant amount of time, and we are on, day 17 now of his absence since the injured list stint, can the Phillies sustain this level of play? I think they can. Hugh doesn't. Kyle, where do you come down as we await Bryce Harper's return, whenever that is?
Yeah, I don't know. I think this is about as good as we can ask for the team to be playing for this stretch without him. I think if it were to break out for another month or two, and we had this big enough sample size of this team this season, I think we'd look like we're about maybe a just above 500 team. Not a team that I would feel confident in, competing for anything, competing for the division. I think what changes our perspective a lot is the fact that the Mets are in free fall and that we're in first place in the division right now. If we were still four games back of the Mets, then we would all be sitting here saying, no, we need Bryce Harper back. I know he's not having his greatest season this year, but in May, when he was with the team, he played 24 games. He was hitting .308 and an OPS of .864.
Yeah, that's good. That's very
good. So, that's something that I think we all need in the lineup. And I do think it's coincidence that they're playing this well without him. This just so happens to align with some of the best outings we've gotten from Suarez, Sanchez, and Lizardo. So, I don't know. I think eventually it'll level itself out. I'm not going to take the leap and say that, that sort of like you're saying, that it's no coincidence that they're playing this way without Bryce Harper. I definitely think it's a coincidence, and I think they need him back as soon as he's ready.
215-592-9494. Look, some of that is accurate, right? Maybe there is coincidence. All I know is this. Since he went down, they have beaten the Cubs and the Mets. They have won those series without him, and they've scored runs. Again, if they were winning all these games 2-1, you start to say that's not sustainable, right? I can't keep doing that. They scored 11 to beat Toronto in a game. They scored 7 to beat Chicago in a game. This weekend, they scored 10 and 7 to win the two games against the Mets. It's not like the offense has been dragging without him.
It's better with him in.
Well, yeah, in theory.
And it will probably, it could cool off if he came back, but I think it's probably going to cool off again. Say we do play this out and he misses another 3-4 weeks or whatever.
Which is certainly possible.
Right. I think we're going to see the offense cool off. And we'd probably be sitting here saying, all right, let's get this guy back in the lineup.
Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. Sometimes we start a show and I have a sense of how people are going to feel on something. I don't know today. I understand the logic of he's one of the better players in baseball. And without him, in theory, they're worse. But I also see the reality that I've seen a lot of Phillies baseball in 7 years without him. I saw 2022 summer without him, and they won a lot of baseball games. I've seen the last 15 days without him, and they've won a lot of baseball games. My point is, I think they could sustain if this thing is a few more months away. 215-592-9494, specifically because this is a team built on starting pitching, not his bat. Jeff in Wilmington.
Jeff.
What's up, Jeff?
Once again, Joe, I'm agreeing with you.
Wow, this is like a record for us. This is crazy.
I think this is like a beginning of the week thing.
And yeah.
By the end of the week, I'm back on my normal.
Yes, that's true.
So there's a couple things here. You mentioned them already. The pitching being one. First of all, Bryce hasn't really had that great of a season anyway. So it's not like he was hitting 320 and 25 home runs and 50 RBIs. We're not like we're missing that much. For me, the key has been so far the reemergence of Boehm and Stott to a degree, and Marsh have been hitting. I can deal with JT. Like, I don't even care if JT hits. His more valuable to the team is his catching and handling his pitching staff, which is one of the best in the league, if not the best. So with all those things said, I'm totally fine not having to rush Bryce back, because if you rush him back, what's going to happen? Probably the same thing in late August or early September. His wrist is going to be bad again. So just keep him out while we're, as long as we're going good and staying above 500 and close to the top of the league, there's no reason to rush him back.
I subscribe to that.
Yeah, I agree. And Jeff, there is some, you think about some players on some teams and you take their bat out of the lineup and the whole thing probably would crater. He's not having his, well, he wasn't, right? Maybe he could change it when he cuts back. But because he wasn't having his typical year, we say the name like, oh no, Bryce Harper's out, and you feel it. But then you look at what he did the first 2 months and you're like, all right, that was helped, but we could get by for a little while without that guy.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't writing him off for the year. I'm just saying he's really not having a good year. So it's, right now, if Otto the garbage man can still stay in the game and spell some of these guys and hit the way he's been hitting, he's a big help too. So, it all works out right now.
Well, there's no question. Jeff, we appreciate it. So I just pulled up the numbers because I was curious how the numbers looked compared to just my memory and our eyes and like our feelings on the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So Bryce Harper got hurt. I think I had the dates exactly right. The day he got hurt in 2022, he broke his thumb. He got hit by a pitch. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite audio moments in WIP history when the broadcast had the visceral reaction to Bryce Harper's thumb getting hurt. It was Michael Bourne was on the broadcast that night, and he said out loud what all of us thought that night. Oh, bleep, right? And he got hurt, and it was like, oh, no, they're screwed without Bryce Harper. But they weren't. And the next 2 months, they played very good baseball, and when he got back, they were still right where they were when he left, which is right there in the race. And actually, they were in a better spot when he got back from a standings perspective. And that summer, they were eighth in baseball and offense without him. And those dates, you take him away, they were eighth. They still were what they were, which is a good offense without Bryce Harper. Again, this isn't an anti-Bryce thing. This is more of, hey, this is baseball. And the team is built on pitching. This isn't an offensive team. It used to be. Mm-hmm. This is a pitching team. Ron and Monco is up. Good morning, Ron.
Ron.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Ron.
I got good news. My Metamucil made it this morning.
Oh, wonderful.
I like I take Metamucil.
Yeah, do you? Yeah, this is what I wanted to hear today.
Keep everything.
Regular?
Yeah. All right, well, this is a great question. And I'm so happy we got a different something else to talk about. We're not beating up on our Super Bowl winning quarterback.
You're like some people like Hugh. Yeah, that's right.
Hater Hugh.
The nerve of that.
All right, listen. I'm going to give everybody something to think about here. Mm-hmm. Between 2013, 14, all the way fast forward to 2018, Washington Nationals were projected to go to the World Series.
Mm, I know where he's going with this one, Joe.
Where are we going, Hugh?
About Bryce Harper.
He leaves in 19, and boom, they win the World Series.
you played right into Joe's hand.
Okay.
Joe.
These are facts, Hugh. I mean, these are facts.
I can't deny it.
Yeah, no, you can't deny it. Here's the thing. If without making trades like they plan on doing or we hope they're going to do to get a bat or two in here, okay, if they can do that, yeah, they definitely can win without him. If they don't get those pieces, no, they can't win without him. And I don't want to bash Harper. I never wanted him. It wasn't the player so much. It was partly the player, but it was I didn't want it to go in this direction with in free agency. I wanted to build it in the farm system and do it the right way, sustain it. Something it's a dream of mine. You know what I mean, Joe? To do it the right way. You know, but we're going to see what happens in the next year, and. JT Realmuto, you want it? That kid Abel, they got smoked.
Yeah, on Saturday. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you can blame that on your great catcher.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Okay, and let me tell you, and if you know baseball and you watch it closely, JT kept calling that down and in to the left-handed hitters. That's called their G spot. Okay, and four of them went out of the park. His fastball, he's framing right down the middle of the plate. So hang that on JT.
No blame on Abel for throwing it to the spot you're talking about?
He's a rookie, and he's not shaking off Realmuto. He's not shaking him off.
The league also might have a book now a little bit on Abel. He's kind of a two-pitch guy. I mean, the book might be out a little bit.
You need to expand his repertoire a little bit.
Listen, I wanted JT more than I wanted Harper. I was more excited about JT 6-7 years ago coming here than I was about Harper. JT, to me, he's a fantastic catcher, defensive catcher, okay? But I was very disappointed with his career here with the bat. I thought I was getting the
I kid. Thought we got 3 or 4 good years. I mean, it's obviously declined since then. And Ron, we appreciate the phone call. I thought JT provided a lot of offense for his first 3 or 4 years here. And now, I mean, this is natural. It's a catcher declining. 215-592-9494. It wasn't long. Would it take 20 minutes for the first call to remind us that the Nationals won without Bryce Harper? I mean, you knew it was coming.
It was.
There's no question about it. All right, where do you come down on this? Bryce Harper is out. We have no idea when he's coming back. I mean, it's very vague. Every single time it gets brought up, it's like, yeah, maybe this, that. It could come back. They have no idea. Let's just call it for what it is. He could show back in the lineup tomorrow and then be hurt again. He could miss 2 months. He could be back in 2 weeks and be fine. I don't know. You don't know. But if the Phillies are without Bryce Harper for a sustained period, a few months, can they sustain the level of play they're at right now? I think they can. They're a pitching team. And Bryce Harper wasn't having a great year anyway. It's baseball. 3 years ago, in 2022, I was like, they're screwed without him. And they weren't. I'm not doing it again. I think the Phillies could sustain this even if he's not back for a while. Hugh doesn't feel it, nor does Kyle. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Devin joins us at 11. Your calls on this coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Swung on, hit in the air, left center field, up the alley. Taylor going back to the wall, looks up, and it's off the base of the fence. One run is in. Castellanos coming around third. JT is right behind him, and they both score!
That is so dope.
Bang, bang at the plate. Bryson Stott cleans him off. 8-2. Phillies lead it. In a foot race for the plate, JT nearly caught Castellanos.
The moment of the year. Scott Fransky on the call on Friday night as the Phillies take down the Mets, who, by the way, lost again last night. So the Phillies' lead grows in the National League East. 215-592-9494. Can the Phillies sustain this level of play if Bryce Harper's out for a significant amount of time, which he could be? I mean, you could tell me today he's back tonight, he's back next week, he's back late August, and I would buy all of it. That's the vagueness of this injury that he's had here for a few weeks. He's been on the injured list since June 7th. The Phillies were 10-5 without him. 10-3 in their last 13 since getting swept out of Pittsburgh. I think they could sustain this. This is a pitching-led team, and sometimes everyone steps up when the star is out or one of the stars that we saw with this exact team or this exact franchise 3 years ago. Where do you come down on this? Hugh and Kyle are doubting the Phillies can sustain without Bryce Harper. Just big doubters over here.
Doubters.
Doubting Douglas, we know about him. We've seen him a lot lately. But I think the Phillies could do it because the starting pitching is that good. Aaron is in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron. What's up, buddy?
Wonder Twin Power. Hugh, 28 Days is my favorite zombie series, man. I can't wait to see that new movie.
Well, Aaron, Zombie talk at 10:32.
Aaron, when you watch it, just let me know. Let me know if anything kind of stuck out.
You know, the great thing about that series is that the zombies, they run full speed. They're like sprinters.
Yeah.
And then also, they don't have to bite you. They just have to get blood on in your eyes or in your mouth or something like that.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. It was a good movie, man. Best movie of the summer so far for me.
Joe, I'm so sorry. Let me bounce like right days. Back. Let me get back to the topic of the day.
I was trying to be patient, but we're doing a lot of zombie talk here. Yeah, go ahead.
So I think the Phillies are in a fantastic position right now, okay? And what I mean by that is right now the team is playing team baseball. And I think a lot of the credit goes to Otto Kemp, not for his production, but just because he's been the Charlie Hustle of that team. And I think he's inspired some of these older players to kind of put some extra effort in, knowing that Harper's not there as the team crutch.
I think there is something to this. But like when a star player goes down, sometimes everyone raises their game. Sometimes a young player that comes up. I mean, this is all coincided with Otto Kemp. I mean, it's not like he's hit 400 since he got here, but there's an extra energy. I mean, Hugh is the one that told us he saved the season with that bunt against the Cubs, and Hugh Douglas is looking right on that one. So maybe there is something to all this.
You know, the other thing with this Bryce Harper thing is, you know, time is going to be his friend. And you're wrong in terms of, I don't think they can do anything in the playoffs without Harper. I don't think they'll be able to make a run without what Harper brings to the game.
Well, I think we all agree that to be at their best in the postseason,
you want him out there.
But they might have to get to the playoffs or stay in the race the next few months without him. I mean, that's how they got 20. In 2022, when he went out, they were not in a great spot. And when they got back, they were in a better spot because they won a lot of games without him. And then they got to the playoffs with him, obviously.
You know, they can make this, they can go on this run here and you can just go with it, put Harper on the sidelines, and then if they start to falter, you can inject his, inject him into the lineup and create another spark there to kind of keep the momentum going. But the one thing I will say about Harper, and this is a Philadelphia fan base, we have to come to the realization that this guy is getting older, and with his violent swing that he has, this is going to be actually the norm as opposed to a rare occasion in terms of the injuries and stuff like that.
Well, Aaron, I agree with that. I mean, and that it actually helps them to some extent that they've done this a lot. And Aaron, we appreciate the phone call. Also a little zombie talk in there with Hugh Douglas in his movie review. Yeah, I mean, they're not new to this. The Phillies have been without Bryce Harper many times. I just went back and looked. 2022, the Phillies were 37-35 the night he got hit on the thumb out in San Diego, and Michael Bourne gave us the very visceral reaction on WIP about what he thought, oh bleep, when he got hit there. When he got back, their record was 70-55. That means they went 33-15 without him. They were 37-35 with him. They went 33-15 without him. And that team, talent-wise, wasn't as good as this team. They certainly didn't have the starting pitching this team did. That team had Wheeler and Nola, and it was a whole bunch of, you know, just not greatness behind that. This team has a way better pitching staff. So I think when you add in the pitching staff and the fact that they are all picking their game up here, sometimes teams could sustain for a while without a star player in baseball. So you guys are all worried about this. Meanwhile, the Phillies keep winning games without Bryce Harper.
Yeah, I'm definitely worried about it because
for now.
Yeah,
but I've seen him
it's
do it before.
Like a week.
Well, I'm sorry. Do we remember the time when he went out and they completely like threw the towel in on the series against the Brewers and they got swept by the Pirates without him?
Sure.
Like
he said, sure.
Over time, they have a better record without him.
Over time, though, in his whole career winning percentage.
Okay, but hold on, because have you done that in chunks of before 2022 and like after the Joe Girardi thing?
No, I'm like, just looking at it in general.
Okay, but that matters too. Like the team may have gotten better since. Like he's been here for a few years before.
Yeah.
And then a few years after, like the team is an actual World Series contender.
Sure,
like,
early on he was carrying things, and since 2022 he's got more around.
Right, okay, right. Yeah. So doesn't that tell you that maybe the team is just better, so they're more like, you know, they're more equipped to handle stretches when he goes out?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
That tells me that it's a coincidence.
It may be a coincidence.
It is.
But, I mean,
yeah, it's not. I don't think
he's the best player.
Sustainable.
Yeah. I don't think he's their best player.
Yeah, he's their best player.
No, I don't think so.
I think it's
been a year where he hasn't hit close to as much as Schwarber. I mean, it's a long time. I mean, again, sometimes I think we're romanticizing who Bryce Harper was.
He doesn't hit as many home runs as Schwarber.
But
he never has hit as many home runs as Schwarber.
I know, but the gap is huge. In the last year, it's probably Schwarber 50, him 22.
He hasn't been like superstar level for a little while. But like I don't know. I think we were starting to see the turn a little bit before he got injured.
It was better in May. I'll give you that. 215.
A lot better.
It was a lot better. 215-592-9494. Dennis in Newtown. What's up, Dennis?
Okay. All year long, we've been saying we need a center fielder, right? So we could win. But now, I say at the trade deadline, we get a center fielder, but we don't have Harper. What are we going to be saying then? Well, we need Harper? We do need Harper, and my guess is he's coming back at the All-Star break. And I'm not sure he really doesn't need a surgery, but my guess is he probably does, okay? So I think that's when you make your push for the second half. They're going to have a whole new team. Nola's coming back. Harper's probably coming back, and they're going to have a couple trades. But we do need Harper to win the World Series.
But do they need him to sustain throughout the summer? I don't think they do. If you tell me he doesn't come back till August, I think they're going to be in the same spot they are with him.
I think they need him. Okay, they need him with that center fielder, and bullpen. But anyway, here's this topic is. The old saying goes, you win with pitching and defense. So,
right. Well, we have pitching. We don't quite have the defense.
Well, defense too. But
I'm saying we have pitching. We don't quite have defense.
Well, yeah. It's better than average this year.
Not really.
I think. No?
I think it's below average. I mean, I think they have some above average guys. Like they have, obviously, JT and Stott. Like, they have some guys that can play. Overall, I don't think it's a great defense. But, yeah, I mean, I agree with your point. Like, pitching and defense, you can win a lot of games.
But I think we need him to win the World Series. The goal is this year is to win the World Series.
Well, of course it is. But we say that, and he's never won a World Series. Like, I mean, get it.
So?
No, we just say it reflexively. They can't win without him. Well, they haven't won with him. I mean, they haven't won is the point.
Well, we need a center fielder. He played. Okay, but then we get a center field. Why don't we need a Bryce Harper then?
Well, no one said they don't need Bryce Harper. Can they sustain winning without him? Sustain. I mean, like,
I think they can make the playoffs, but they're not going to get to their final.
Then I think you and I see it similar, Dennis. If they can make the playoffs without him, that means they're sustaining without him. They're not making the playoffs if they don't win a lot of games, right? Like, they need to play at a really high level between now and the postseason just to make it.
I think he needs, like, you could be without him for stretches. But in order to ultimately get to that, the playoffs and all that, no, you need Bryce Harper. I think that he's that important to that lineup and just the moments that he's had in the playoffs. He's been a big, significant part of that.
Does it not move anybody else that this has happened before?
No, I mean, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
But when he's back out there, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Those Bryce Harper moments, they happen. Those
sure.
are real.
Yeah, I understand that. I guess I'm done ignoring what's in front of my eyes. Like, in 2022, I sat here and said they're in big trouble without him. They weren't. They were better without him. Now, I'm not saying it's his fault. They played up, though. We see this in other sports all the time. You mentioned the football example. I mean, how many times has a team elevated around a backup quarterback and won games?
Well, yeah, but you're better with that backup. Yeah. Well, with the starter there.
Not always. I mean, not always.
Well,
I mean, hold on. The first Super Bowl championship opposite.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because that was awesome, Nick Foles. But that was two games they played great.
And he played at a higher level than Wentz did the whole year.
Sure, but had that continued for five, six more games,
probably not wouldn't work out.
That levels off.
Probably,
but that's the whole idea.
But in 2022, the same thing could have been said, and they were better for 2 months.
Yeah, but then he came back and they were a World Series team.
Well, yes, in that month of October they were, but in September they actually didn't play great. I mean, we remember that. They almost missed the playoffs.
Don't you just think the way this offense is playing right now, adding his presence back to the lineup would make a difference? They would be better.
Sure.
No question.
But we don't, again, I'm not saying, hey, Bryce, you're healthy, don't come back. I'm saying I've accepted a reality. No. I'll frame it a different
way. What are you trying to say, Joe?
What do you mean?
You want me to frame it a different way for you guys? If I get news today he's out till late August, my opinion doesn't change. They're going to be in the same spot. They're going to win.
That's a bummer.
Of course it's a bummer.
It's a bummer.
But so we come on. So let's say we get news, and I don't want this to happen. Mm-hmm. We get news he's not coming back till late August. There's two reactions. Hey, they're going to be fine. Hey, they're screwed. I'm giving you my reaction before it even happens. Hey, they're going to be fine.
See, I don't see.
Fine isn't what, though?
Fine is they're going to be in the same spot.
Like, I don't know. I think we're starting to talk more about wild card.
We may be in the division. We may be doing that anyway.
But I think that's it's more of a likelihood because right now the division's within our sights.
Well, they're up 1.5.
That's because they're playing well. But like with the idea that Harper maybe comes back in, what'd they say, 7 to 10 days?
Yeah,
that's where I'm starting to think, okay, this division's really in focus. I get news that it's late August, I'm like, okay, we got to maintain this spot in the wild card.
I hear you. I just wonder how many times we have to not play with them, play just as well before we start saying, hey, it's okay. I mean, like, we did this in 22. He's been out since June 7th. They're 10-3 in their last 13 without him. I mean, Hugh, how many more games do they have to win before we say they obviously can sustain without him?
Well, I think this gauntlet is going to tell you, you know, the start of this gauntlet tonight is going to tell you exactly how well this team can sustain without Bryce.
That's a good point.
You know, and you talk about, because, you know, and I looked at it initially, we were talking about, a couple of weeks. This is going to last for a while. So to say that, I hear what you're saying, but I don't feel comfortable in the long term without Bryce Harper out there. With whatever version of Bryce Harper I'm going to get this year. Because you're right, he hasn't been the Bryce Harper of past. But to have him out there, this is definitely a different team.
Yeah, well, see, that's what you just said there is a big part of why I feel this way. Number one, they're led by their pitching. Number two, he wasn't hitting like we sometimes we say things about a player, we have an idea in our head, like this is the Bryce. That's not who the Bryce Harper was this year. He just wasn't. He was having a... his standards. Right, not bad. He's certainly, I don't think he'll ever be bad on a baseball field because he's just a high-level player. But he was having more of a for his standard season. So you lose that, and you go maybe from to at first base. Like, you could drop down a little bit, but the pitching is what's carrying this. If the Phillies get the starting pitching they've gotten out of Wheeler, most of the year Lizardo, which is outside of those two starts, Suarez, since he came back, and Sanchez, that's why they're going to win. I mean, they're going to win games because of those four guys.
Right, yeah, but they're still going to need to put runs up.
But that's what I was about to say, Kyle.
And the thing, they are now.
The thing that usually happens, and I hate to bring up the past, but the thing that usually happens is these bats go cold.
With him, too, though.
Yeah, but that's what I was about to say. Yeah. But I would rather have him in the lineup, and he increases my chances of not going cold by him being out there.
No one's arguing that. I'm not arguing that. What I'm saying is, I'm accepting a world where he's not coming back very soon.
Lost two games in a row to the Pirates, 2-1, a team that literally cannot score.
And then they scored 11 against the Mets.
I know, right?
It all evens out.
But that's my point. Like, the 11, they're probably closer to like 3-4 runs a game without Bryce than the 11.
Yeah, but what were they with him? We had moments this year where they scored zero with him.
But I guess my point is, like, you can get the great pitching like they did against the Pirates, but if they put up one run, it doesn't matter.
I understand that.
But they're more likely to put up one run without Bryce Harper in the lineup than they are with.
Yes, he's a good hitter. We know that. But my point is, it doesn't make as much of a difference as we feel. Like, the way I felt, and I've been where you have been. Like, I'm where Kyle and you, I've been there before. I felt it the day he went on the injured list, like, oh boy, they're in trouble, right? Like, they had just got beaten up in Toronto. They got swept by Milwaukee. They lost the first game to Pittsburgh. I felt the same thing a lot of you do right now. They're in trouble if he's not there. And then they've won without him. In 22, when he broke his thumb, I said, they're in trouble. They just have kind of gotten hot here with the new manager switch. This is June of 2022. They finally have kind of woke up, and now he's out, they're in trouble. And they weren't.
Well, so let me ask you then, what's stopping you from going all the way and saying they can win the World Series without Bryce Harper?
Because the whole October, you have to play good teams.
Right, but okay, so they're about to go on a stretch where they're playing pretty good teams, though, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. But after that, they'll play the Angels, and they'll play tomato cans in the beginning of August. I'm just like, in a regular season, you're going to have ups and downs. You're going to play other tomato cans. Other teams are going to have tough stretches. I just think if he's out for a while, they're still going to be in this when he gets back. Rich in the Northeast is up. Hey, Rich.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Rich. What's up?
You might think I'm crazy, but I don't think they need Harper to end the season. And it's just like you said, baseball is watered down. The Phillies win 10 straight. They beat Colorado. They're in a tough stretch now, but then you're still going to throw in Florida, California. The Phillies don't beat good pitching, but they beat every bad pitching team. You can't say, like, the Cubs, they don't have great pitching. They're having a good year, but Phillies beat the Cubs. These teams in the league, you have five teams. So Harper could sit, and they're still going to win because they're still going to play bad teams.
Well, they are. Now, Rich, the next few weeks is probably their toughest stretch of the whole season. But after that, right after the All-Star break, they play the Angels. That's a bad team. They play Boston, very average team. They play the White Sox, terrible team. Like, they're going to play plenty of teams in the next couple months that aren't good either. Yeah.
So, do you remember their second half last year where they couldn't win a game?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? The schedule's easy this year, the second half. I don't know. Take a look at it.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, it has Angels. It has White Sox. It has Washington.
Yeah.
It has. I mean, you're right. And that's every team, right? Like, it is baseball. There's about, I'd say, 6-7 good teams in the NL and then a bunch of crappy teams.
I mean, we're saying the Mets are good right now. The Mets literally have zero pitching. We thought the Phillies bullpen was bad. We just saw everything this weekend. There is just no, they just have good enough pitching to be in every game. Are they going to lose a game to the Angels here and there? Yes. But there's so many bad teams in baseball, you know, it's you're going to have your streaks. And we're seeing it. We just flip-flopped. We played good teams. We lost 8 out of 10. The Mets beat all those teams. Phillies got hot. The Mets were playing good teams, and they lost. It's just the way baseball's built right now, you know, and that's every team. The Dodgers have a great team, but they're also going to have 60 wins against bad teams.
Well, they are, especially they get to play the Rockies 13 times, which they'll probably win, you know, 12 of those. So, yeah, I mean, Rich, the reality is Bryce might not come back for a few weeks or a few months, and I still think they're going to be fine. They're going to be in the same spot.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree,
it sounds 100%. Worse than it is. It's when you hear he's out and you hear he's not there, it's like, oh no. And then you watch the games and it's like, yeah, they're all right.
Yeah, I mean, if you win one game against Houston, you throw the Braves in there. Braves are struggling with pitching. Maybe you get 2 out of 3. You play San Diego. Even if you get one, then you play Florida. Maybe you get 3. It's just the way the schedule's built and the teams are in baseball. You know, they could lose 10 straight, but then look, they flipped it because they went and they played the Marlins. They played the Rockies. It's just going to happen. You're going to have 2 weeks of hard teams. You're going to have 2 weeks of bad teams.
Yeah, and the good thing is, and Rich, we appreciate the call. The good thing is, and what the Phillies have, is they have incredible starting pitching depth, right? So every game, well, 4 out of 5, you feel like they got a real chance to win the game, almost regardless who's in the lineup. Like, look at the lineup they threw out there on Sunday night. They threw out a lineup with Buddy Kennedy and Otto Kemp. I mean, Otto Kemp's been here for 2 weeks.
Right.
And they won the game easily because of Luzardo.
All right, but if you play out months of Buddy Kennedy and Otto Kemp on a team,
you're maybe
a 500 team at best.
But if the Phillies go a little over 500 in the next 2 months, they're going to be right there. They're already 16 games over 500. Like, what do they have to do to stay in the race? Not much. They just have to not fall apart without him. I mean, they are 16 games over 500. The Mets are probably going to figure it out, and that's going to make things a little bit harder.
Yeah.
But the wild card, if the Phillies sustain 16 games over 500, they're not going to fall out of this race without Bryce Harper. They're just not. Marlon is up next. Marlon had an inside info for us yesterday. Let's see what he's got today. What's up, Marlon?
Hey, man, I told you, bro. Like, listen, all that Hugh talking now, here he go with this, we can't win without Bryce Harper.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead with that. You made him number 3 on your pick, or your 11th or whatever, bro.
No, he was
Bryce
three.
At, yeah, Bryce
three.
At 3?
Yeah, he was 3.
It's on the
yeah,
field
he had
anymore.
Him number
your
three.
List was
so
a mess.
That goes
Wheeler at 9.
Yeah, that's about right. That's
yeah,
about
yeah, right. Yeah. Well, anyway, we can win without Bryce Harper. And y'all got to see how this lineup is playing now. Then we get this joker back. Coming in here dictating, well, I want the lineup this way. I'm GM Bryce. See, we don't need that.
I don't think
all we need is these young bulls that we got making us play good, and we hit. We getting 11 runs now all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. Tell him, Marlon.
On the bench.
You
let him look in.
He's a Cowboys fan.
He's risk, right on
bro.
This, though. I mean, let him
ain't
cook.
Ain't nothing wrong with that risk. All it is, a
ain't
guy like him.
Risk.
With the fanatic on him, got the pride, the all-star break coming up. His name ain't in nothing. He ain't hitting nothing. Like, y'all talking like his bad is gold. No, bro.
He
in the way, bro.
Well, that seems a little strong.
This is what you're rolling with today?
I didn't say that. I said that's strong,
Otto,
I said.
Now we got to move Otto. No, let's get Otto. What are you doing? He's bringing in that work.
You see what you've done.
I mean, I can't be mad because Marlon's living
you
his
know,
truth.
You guys are mad at me even when I'm positive. I'm like, they're going to be fine if he misses time, and you're mad at me.
Otto's living his truth, though.
Otto's living his truth. I mean, he's your guy, Otto. I mean,
and he's bringing in that work and got everybody playing, man.
See, when he said it like that, I mean, I kind of said that.
You had Bryce third on your list, Hugh?
Yeah, I did.
He hasn't done anything for a year.
So why are you taking his take, bro? This guy, bro. Watch what I Grease say today. Oh, my God, bro. What is wrong with y'all, bro?
That's right.
Put Bryce on the bench.
So wait a minute.
We're not going to bench him, Marlon.
What are you going to do the first game of the season when y'all take that butt whooping coming here to Philadelphia? That's what I want.
It's going to be a route.
But see, I got good takes, you. Cowboys in the way. They in their own way, bro.
Yeah.
You had better
be smoking.
That's a double digit Eagles win. Double digits. You know that, right? That game's over.
Yeah, it's going to be a beatdown.
Double digit victory. That's 30-20 written all over it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's going to be a beatdown.
It's the reality of it. Marlon, we appreciate the phone call. That's enough, Marlon. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on this. If Bryce Harper missing an extended period of time, can the Phillies sustain this level of play without him? They're playing really well right now. Can they sustain it? I think they can. This team is led by their starting pitching. We did this 3 years ago. I sat here 3 years ago. I was like, I don't know if they could sustain without him. And they did. They're doing it right now. Can they continue to if he's out for a while, which he might be? I mean, I have no idea when he's coming back. I don't think the Phillies do either. Can the Phillies sustain this level of play without Bryce Harper? I believe so. Hugh's skeptical. Kyle thinks I'm crazy. Where do you come down? We'll talk to Devin Kenny next. Your phone calls. We'll get to some NBA draft stuff in the 11 o'clock hour as well. First round tomorrow night. What are the Sixers going to do? We'll discuss it. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, we all saw the injury in the finals in Game 7. And we also saw a range of sports books react with some sort of refund from the injury. But no one has been as consistent or as generous as Fanatic Sportsbook, which now has to be recognized as the home of fair play. Fanatic Sportsbook instantly voided all affected legs instantly and paid out winning SGPs and parlays. And that was what they've done for the first half injuries. Can't get that out. That was kind of hard to read. All playoffs long, saving customers up to over $5 million with injury protection this season. Folks, if you want to protect your bets from injury, don't bet with a sportsbook who just shows up once. Choose the sportsbook that has injury insurance policy that protects props every single game. It's time to switch to Fanatic Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. That's it. 1-800-GAMBLER.